Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Give me an X factor on offense, because everybody knows about Patrick Mahomes. They all know about, obviously, Travis Kelce. He has completely burned the Bills in the playoffs in the past. Who is somebody we haven't talked about who could be a big difference maker for the Chiefs offense this week?
You know, here's the funny thing is the Chiefs, a lot of people don't realize this, they had only had one receiver get a catch last week. It was Xavier Worthy. DeAndre Hopkins, no catches. Hollywood Brown, no catches. Justin Watson, no catches. The only receiver for the Chiefs to get a catch was Xavier Worthy. They relied a lot on the tight ends. Obviously, they left Travis Kelce open and Noah Gray, the other tight end, and it'll throw out of the backfield. I think the X factor, let's just take Mahomes out of the question. Obviously, he is the X factor. Like, Mahomes is the X factor. How he plays is how the Chiefs go. I want to see Travis Kelce. If they decide to give a lot of attention to DeAndre Hopkins or Hollywood Brown, both of them only had sitting there around 16 snaps last week. Didn't have a bunch. Expect that to go way up exponentially this week. And it's weird to say that about Kelce being kind of an X factor, but he kind of is. He had 117 yards last week. He shows up a lot in the postseason. Had 97 catches during the regular season, so it's not like he was a slouch during the regular season. But they left him open, and he can do some damage. And when teams concentrate on Worthy and Hollywood Brown and then elite speed, because they have elite speed on the outside, then a DeAndre Hopkins, you know, that guy that catches everything, it could lead Kelce to be open, and he can change a game on his own.
Yeah, well, it just feels like, at least here in Buffalo, well, I know I'm in Kansas City now, but like, Bills fans are terrified of the Xavier Worthy massive game this week just because of the storyline and the draft and all of that kind of stuff. Sure. So that would be something that I think would keep Bills fans up at night defensively.
Well, he could be. I'll be honest with you. Xavier Worthy, don't just look at his numbers as a receiver. Look at the rushing ones, too. He had, three touchdowns rushing as well. And he's really come along. Like, they just like Rasheed Rice last year. They took it slow with him, and then acclimated him, and he was a bigger part of the offense. They've done the same thing with Xavier Worthy. But he's now trusted with Mahomes. Like, he had his problems early on at keeping his feet in bounds where Mahomes wouldn't exactly trust him. But the last couple of weeks, he's really, really, really trusted him. And, hey, 4-2-1 speed is 4-2-1 speed.
Yeah, no kidding. For the Bills offense, will they be able to run the ball on the Chiefs? I know the Chiefs started the year with some pretty stout run defense, but it feels like it's been a bit leaky the last couple months.
It has their strength all year. As you know, they were top five the whole year round about their rushing defense. They were very good, and they're very good on scoring defense. I think so. I think we can throw that Denver game out the window because – nobody played in that game. But, yeah, James Cook, I think, can be dangerous to the team. Josh Allen certainly can be. We know what he can do. He's the guy that can do anything with this football team. But, yeah, the Chiefs have struggled a bit against the run. However, I think this might be a different style of game because I do think they're going to be cognizant of Josh Allen getting outside the pocket. And whenever you crash so many people near the line of scrimmage, you can kind of stop the run. Because you go out there, the running lanes kind of get stopped when you're so worried about Josh Allen, you know, getting around the corner, and you have, you know, defensive ends and outside linebackers and some wide nine techniques. You know, running to the outside can be more difficult because most of the game plan will be about stopping Josh Allen getting to the outside. So that could possibly hurt the running game. I think tight end and Dalton Kincaid that didn't play in that first matchup will be the real key. Tight ends have really hurt the Chiefs this season. They have not had good luck against tight ends. I think they're either the worst or one of the worst teams in the NFL against the tight end.
Yeah, we were talking about that actually before you joined us, about how that could be a potentially favorable matchup for the Bills. Where else could they potentially win on offense? I know Jalen Watson is back. Obviously, we all know about how great Trent McDuffie is. The linebackers are good, but they're a bit, I don't want to say slow, but slower. Like, is there anywhere where you think the Bills should be, you know, attacking the Chiefs defense?
I just think it's what they did last time, you know, when Josh Allen kind of took over the game and sealed it towards the end. Getting out of the pocket, making plays with his legs, turning that third and four and making it a first down. Yeah. The Chiefs have not been great on third and long or second and long in the last couple of weeks. They just haven't been. And with the Bills converting first downs, especially Josh Allen getting outside the pocket. But I look for the tight end play. I look for the tight end play to be dangerous. And the one thing about Buffalo, they remind me of the Chiefs in a lot of ways, and that Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes are kind of making water in the wine. They don't exactly have the biggest names or talent on offense. Yeah, Kelsey's there, but you know, he's older, 34 years old. But not a lot of household names on these offenses between the Chiefs and the Bills. But what they have is they have coaching, and they have the quarterback, which is really all you need.